Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Proof positive, he lives. John chapter 20, verse 29. Jesus told Thomas, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Do you ever marvel how trusting young children can be at times? You give them an answer about how something works and they take your word for it. You assure them that God loves them most and will never leave them, and they believe it wholeheartedly. It can be harder for us adults to trust things without seeing or hearing or doing for ourselves. It can be easy for doubt to creep into our lives. Thomas, one of Jesus' disciples, had the same problem after the resurrection. Jesus had appeared to his disciples after he rose from the dead, but Thomas wasn't there. When he heard about it, he just couldn't believe it, not without seeing for himself. A week later, Thomas got his chance. Jesus appeared again to his disciples, and Thomas got to see him with his own eyes and touch him in the flesh. There was no doubt this was Jesus, true God and true man, risen from the dead. Though we can't see Jesus this side of heaven, we can be just as sure that Jesus is alive, that he rose from the dead and paid for our sins in full with his death and resurrection. In addition to Thomas, the Bible gives several eyewitness accounts to testify that Jesus is alive. As surely as Jesus died on Good Friday, he rose from the dead on Easter morning. No doubt about it. And what a necessary truth that is, for that alone, full forgiveness and new life in Jesus, gives us peace with God. In and through faith, worked by the Holy Spirit, God gives us this blessing of peace. He assures us that our sins can no longer separate us from God, that we can live forgiven and guilt-free, that we have an eternal home to look forward to. In this life, trials will come. Doubt will find its way into our lives. We'll forget to fully rely on God. We'll get disheartened and disappointed. But regardless of the circumstances, when our faith is in Jesus, nothing can take away our peace and our inheritance in heaven. So keep telling your students that Jesus loves them and Jesus forgives them. Tell yourself, too, and let God tell you in his word, Jesus lives for them. Jesus lives for you. We pray. Dear Jesus, forgive me for the times I doubt your word and your promises to me. Thank you for assuring me of your resurrection from the dead and giving me peace and joy in you. Help me proclaim that peace to those around me, confident that you died and rose on my behalf. Amen. A question to consider. What do you have a hard time believing? Take those doubts and concerns to God in prayer. Spend time letting God speak to you in his word. Consider using Christian music to help you express your worries and be reminded of who God is and what he has done for you. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.